Hey guys, welcome to episode 43. I just had a good idea, which I wish I had started a little earlier, but I want to dedicate each episode to a famous athlete that wore that sports number. So, well, maybe not famous in every respect, because number 43, I'm going to dedicate this to Chris Humphreys, basketball player out of Minnesota. He actually was married to Kim Kardashian for a couple weeks, I think. Anyway, this episode is dedicated to him. For 42, what I would have done is dedicated it to Mo Vaughn. Most people might have done Jackie Robinson, but Mo Vaughn was a baseball player for the Boston Red Sox. He was one of my heroes growing up. And actually, I went to a game once when I was probably 12 or 13. And he had a bad game. He was striking out every time he came to bat. And so he was up to bat in like the eighth inning. And we had snuck up to like the front row. I mean, this was 20 years ago when you could do stuff like that. And I yelled as loud as I could, "Mo, spell strikeout." And he turned around. He glared at me. And I became suddenly very quiet. Anyway, so episode 42, the last one, if you haven't listened to, talks about the number one high income skill. I would highly recommend you listen to it. But for episode 43, I'm going to talk about adversity. And I would love your guys' feedback. I've actually had people on my last episode email me. So email me, ben@passiveautomation.com, if you have feedback on this. But I wanted to talk about a John Maxwell quote. And I'm not sure if this is attributed to him directly, but it's in one of his books. If you don't know who John Maxwell is, he's an author, motivational speaker. But everything I read of his is just like, wow, that's true. He's so principle-based, and he writes incredible stuff. But he said, adversity does not build character, it reveals it. And when I read this, it was kind of a shot to the heart. Kind of made me, I don't know how I'd say this, it just made me feel very weak. And I want to tell you why. So this morning I was going into my closet to pray. My wife, where her clothes are, I kind of go in there and shut the door. And I didn't want to be in there. And the reason I didn't want to be in there is because there's a lot of bad memories in that closet. Some of you might have seen, there's a movie called The War Room. And it's about a lady who basically goes in her room in her closet and she'll put sticky notes all over the wall and she'll just pray. Like she was praying for her husband to have a change of heart, for him to change his life around and leave his bad lifestyle. But she was just there every day, and it was a war room. It was like she was, you know, pouring her heart out to God, just needing miracles to happen in her life. And there's a lot of tears in that room. Well, about 5 years ago, I had the worst experience of my life. I had a really bad job. It was the first time in my life where my manager didn't love me, didn't think I was the best employee there in the company. I was suddenly the worst. I did everything wrong. Nothing I did was ever right. Never once complimented in 8 months. Everything was criticism. And for some reason, it broke me. And a lot of long hours, not a lot of sleep, didn't eat well, and I was literally dying. I am 6'3", and I weigh 145 to 150 pounds now, which isn't a lot, but I was down to 130 pounds. And I was literally dying, and I literally wanted to be dead. I would never take my own life because I've had family members who've done that. And I wouldn't want to do that to anybody. Plus, I'm too chicken to ever do that. I'm scared to death of dying, even though I know that there is life after death. It still freaks me out. Anyway, I was in there this morning, just the memories of it all, of being in that closet where I'd be like bawling my eyes out. I'd be on the ground just crying like a pitiful baby. I was broken. I can't explain it. The lack of food, the lack of sleep. I literally didn't sleep for probably 4 months. 3 to 4 months of just maybe if I slept for 30 minutes. It was a miracle. My mind was just racing with all the criticism, the negativity. opportunity, the possibility of being fired from this job and not having money to support a family and 6 kids. We just bought a house. This house payment, just all of this stuff, just it was horrible. If you've ever gone through a job loss, you'll kind of commiserate with me and understand. I actually didn't end up losing the job. I had a review, and I told the lady I wanted to quit, my manager, and she's like, well, let's talk about it later. So she did a review, and then like a month later, she's like, yeah, we want to fire you. I'm like, whatever. So I quit. But that experience broke me. And that adversity, it revealed my true character, which was I was very weak. I was needing the praise of other people to feel like I was good enough. I didn't believe in my own abilities. I didn't believe I could find a job. I didn't believe that anybody anywhere else would see any value in what I could provide. And so when I heard that quote, adversity does not build character, it reveals it, I was like, holy crap, who am I? And so my question to you, my listeners, is what if adversity doesn't build character, what does? Like, how does someone, like, I consider myself now on a much bigger, you know, but in a much better place, and I'm thinking, if that were to happen to me again, if my company were to come to me and say, we're going to let you go, the reality of the situation is I'd be like, awesome. Because then I'd be like, now I can devote all of my time to what I want to do, and I will make this work. Now, I don't know if I could generate, you know, the money I'd want, which is like, you know, $15,000 a month. I don't know if I could generate that today. I know it would come, and so I'd be worried there, but I'd be like, all right, all in, let's go. And I'm trying to process, why am I in this position now? What has changed? And so I just want you to think about your own life. Think about the adversity you're going through. And think about how you react. I mean, and maybe that is how we grow. It's not necessarily the adversity, but how we react to that adversity. Because you could have, you know, there's been situations where people probably would have gone through the same thing I did, and they might have killed themselves. I mean, you think of the Depression of the 20s when there was rampant unemployment and men were just jumping off of buildings, right? I could definitely understand why they did that. That's horrible to say, but when I was going through this, I'm like, now I know why they did that, because the fear of not being able to provide for your family, of not knowing what to do, a feeling that there's no other way, there's no hope. It's just destructive, and it's overpowering, and it's painful, and it's scary as heck. But perhaps getting through that adversity is something that builds character, not the adversity itself. I think also just gaining more knowledge, increasing your skills, believing in your skills, having confidence that those skills can then bring income, something that, you know, will help build your character. So guys, I wanted to talk through that, because so often, especially in those who start to try to build an online business, they're trying to create positive habits. And what happens so frequently is people will hit a roadblock, and when that roadblock comes, it prevents them from being able to continue and, you know, get back up. They'll get knocked over. As an example, my goal today was to get up at 4 o'clock and shoot a YouTube video, get it edited and uploaded to YouTube. However, I took a nap yesterday. I fell asleep and slept for like 2.5 hours, and so when I went to go to bed at night, I couldn't sleep. And so I was in bed for like 2 hours. And so by the time I went to bed, there, you know, when my alarm went off, I'm like, there's no way I'm getting up. Now, what that could do to me is like derail me and be like, oh gosh, I'm never going to be able to do this. I can't even get up one day. But I told myself, look, what happened happened. I can't change the fact that I slept in. But what I will do is today I'm going to have a positive attitude. That awesome video that I was going to shoot today, I'm going to shoot tomorrow. And we're going to move forward. And I've had so many instances of that where recently I'm just like, you know what? I didn't fulfill my goal. I didn't do what I wanted to do. But I will move forward and I will make it happen the next day. Those little failures, as I'm able to react to them and push through them, that helps me the next day to just keep going. So just a quick reminder, guys, adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. But I really do believe that the way that you respond to adversity does build your character. Are you able to get through it? Are you able to learn lessons from it? Even if you sucked at the test and you failed it, the fact that you were still, like, I'm still alive from almost losing my job and having to quit, being the worst employee ever and sucking and being hated and looked down upon. I made it through that, and I consider that a small win. And hope you guys can look forward to a lot of small wins. Take every day at a time. When adversity strikes, realize that those are moments that they're going to reveal who you really are, reveal that character. Again, if you guys maybe reach out to me, I would love to hear from you. Please be that person that emails me. I had a few people do after my last episode. Email me at ben@passiveautomation.com and tell me, hey Ben, I think this is what builds character. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and we will catch you guys on the next episode.